verses, and any good person that's walking in obedience to God's Word, that knows God's Word, that believes God's Word, can cast a demon out of you once you get your sin repented of. Now, if you're not willing to repent of your sin and change from your wicked ways, nobody can cast that demon out of you. He will not leave because he has legal right to be there. You must want to be free from your sin. And if you do, then you can cast out that demon. Now then, if you're spiritually hindered in hearing God's voice or sensing God's presence or understanding the Word of God, how many people have I heard in my life that says, you know, I've never heard God's voice. I've never heard Him speak in the Spirit or anything. Or I even read the Bible and I can't understand it. Well, first of all, you need to make sure you're saved. If you really are a born-again child of the King, you know you're saved, then you need to break all the curses that have been upon you, claim the redemption from the curse, and drive out the demons, and then begin to go to the Word of God and ask the Father in the name of Jesus to give you revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God's mighty Word as you read it and study it. As you do that, He will do that for you. And the Word of God will take on an entirely new meaning, or it will become a revelation to you, and you will be able to lock the Word of God into your heart and retain it. You have to do everything by prayer and fasting. Fasting? Some people say, I've never fasted in my life. Well, that's another reason you have no revelation from God's Word. You should fast regularly, 1 or 2 days a week, every week, wouldn't hurt anything. Ask the Lord what He wants you to do. In fact, just a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago now, I think it was only a few weeks ago, hadn't been long ago, I was in the shower one morning, and I was asking the Lord what He wanted me to do. I had been questioning Him about fasting. I said, Lord, is there some kind of a fast you want me to go on so you can increase my knowledge and wisdom of the Word of God? What do you want? I've made the mention to the Lord. I said, Lord, what do you want my wife and I to do? And He said, I want you two to fast on Thursday and Sunday. And I want you, on this fast, He said, you can have 2 pieces of fruit and 2 cups of hot tea. Now, it's amazing. God knows my wife and I both love hot tea. We do like fruit, but He put us on a fast 2 days a week, but He didn't put us on just a water fast. I don't know what His purpose is. We've been doing this for several weeks now, but on Thursday and Sunday, we usually eat a banana or an apple or 2 apples a day, and we do really enjoy our hot tea. So in the course of the day, we will usually drink 2 cups of hot tea. And so we do that. We're doing, and we're praying. We try to pray as much as we can, and we try to read the Word of God as much as we can, because we want to be obedient to the King. If He tells us to do something, I know He has a purpose in what He's doing. Now, fasting and praying should be a regular routine part of your life. You should pray without ceasing, so you're not under a curse, because the Word says if we don't do everything that's written in the Word of God, we're under a curse. Well, He says to pray without ceasing. So we need to spend time with God. So every day you need to pray and spend time with God. And also ask the Lord when He wants you to fast. And if you'll start fasting and praying, you will get to the point where you can start hearing His voice. I mean, it's wonderful to hear God speak to you. Now, sometimes it's not so wonderful, because I've known of a few cases where God has spoken to people when He told them something they were doing He didn't like. This is kind of awesome. In fact, I was talking to a young woman the other day, and she's going with a young man that she really has fell in love with, and she was heavily involved in a courting situation with this young man, and while she was heavily involved in his arms and he was kissing her, the Lord spoke to her, and He told her, He said, stop sinning. Now, whenever He spoke to her, she told me, She said, I was thinking about having a sexual relationship with my fiancé. She said, that's what was on my mind. She said, I don't think I would have ever went there because I know that's sin. So she said, although I was thinking about it while we were involved together in an embrace, but she said, the Lord told me I was sinning. And she said, I had to get out of his arms and stop what I was doing because I knew the Word of God says that if you just meditate in your heart on sin, you're guilty. If you meditate on it in your heart, you're guilty of the act, whether it be sexual or whether it be murder. If you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're guilty of murder. So if you meditate on these things in your heart today as Christians, you are guilty. And so she said, wow, the Lord spoke to me, Thurman, and told me I was sinning. But she said, I knew I was sinning. So she said, I immediately repented and told him I was sorry, and I would not do that anymore. So you see, we sin lots of times, and a lot of times we're sinning, and we know it's sin. But if God doesn't speak to us and tell us that, we'll go ahead and go there. And sometimes we go ahead and listen to the enemy, and we go ahead and be involved in the act of sex outside of wedlock, then we're really guilty of sin. But he told her she was, and so she stopped it. So she didn't want to be under that curse. Now then, as we go on down here, we're going to get in now into some of the personal sin curses. Personal sin curses, these are things that you and I do, like idol worship. People say, I don't worship any idols. Well, you may not set up a little statue in front of you and say, I bow down and worship this. But your car may be your idol. Your home may be your idol. Your job may be your idol. Your wife may be your idol. Your children may be your idol. Anything you put before God is your idol. So you don't want to go there because that is sin. And that will put you under a curse. And another one that's so severe here, that's talked about in Deuteronomy 27:16, dishonoring one's parents. Now the Lord tells us clearly in His Word that children, obey your parents, because this is a promise, this is a commandment with a promise. He says if you don't obey your parents, first of all, He says so that your life will be long on the earth. Now I know that many children do not believe this or know this, that if they're rebellious or do not obey their parents, they are shortening their life. Now, you can go back and check in the life of young people. You'll find three sons in a family, and maybe the oldest one, he was obedient. He was always respectful to his parents. He done everything they wanted him to do. And the second one, he was not quite shown the love the first one was, so maybe he's just a little bit rebellious, not too bad. But by the time the third one come along, children are old hat now, and so he's not shown near the love the first one was, so he's really rebellious because he doesn't get that love that the first one got. And so by not getting that, he becomes disobedient, he thinks he was mistreated, and technically speaking, from his standpoint of view, he might have been. But that still does not give him legal right to do what he's doing, to be disobedient. The Lord tells children you are to obey your parents and you're to honor them so that your life may be long on the earth. Well, what if you don't obey your parents? What if you don't do this? Well, then your life will not be long on the earth. So you come into life and you find out that the oldest boy lived to be 85 years old with no problems whatsoever. He died at a ripe old age. The second one lived to be 81 or 82. But the third one, the one that was disobedient, he died at 45. And everybody said, what a strange coincidence. The first two boys lived to be old men. The last one, he had a heart attack and died at 45 or 52 or whatever. He lived a few years, but he didn't live near as many years as the first one. And many a time people will never go back and see that this boy was under a curse from God and a demon of death had been sent to him and it started a process of death, and because of his disobedience to his parents, he died prematurely. But that's what the Word of God says. Children, obey your parents. Honor them in all that you do so that your life may be long on the earth. If you don't do that, God's word is forever settled in heaven. It cannot be broken. There is absolutely no difference in anyone. He has no favorites. He treats every one of us exactly the same. Another thing, if you defraud your neighbor, if you do things like this and the defrauding of your neighbor under for something, whatever it is, it will bring a curse upon you and make your life shorter. Cruelty to a handicapped person. I think about how many people in my life I have heard. In fact, there is a young man that I ministered to 10 years ago when he was 11. This little boy's body was covered with warts and scars. He couldn't help the curse that he was under. He didn't even know he was under a curse. But I was invited over to the home of this couple when this little boy was 11. And I found out from the time he was 3 till he was 11, he had warts and scars all over, he had warts all over his body, hundreds of them. And he had scars on the backs of his hands where they had burned them off. And the warts came right back in the scars. All the kids at school, or at least most of them, made fun of this young man. They called him Warty. Now the Lord says if you do that, it'll bring a curse upon you. Well, see, these people don't understand this. People don't understand that people that are handicapped or has a problem, you're not supposed to make fun of them. So what they do is they bring a curse upon themselves. If you make fun of someone like this, you could have children yourself years later that were born with warts all over their body. Well, this little boy had warts all over his body, but I told him need didn't move the hand of God, only faith. And once you get your sins repented of, we can break all these curses, we can stand on the Word of God, and we can get you completely healed. It took me 2.5 hours or so to build their faith where it needed to be. But once I got their faith built up to where it needed to be, I then knelt in the floor, took Matthew 18:19, the prayer of agreement that says, if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. And we done that. And then within a matter of hours, the warts began to come off of this boy's body. And within 3 weeks, he didn't have a single wart on his body. And by the 4th week, he didn't have a scar on his body. The Lord had removed every wart and every scar. And I'm going to tell you, from 11 years old to 21, what he is today, his life has totally been changed. And everybody looks at him as a handsome young man, whereas at 11, he was a terrible-looking critter. All because they didn't know the Word of God and they had been under a curse. So whatever you do, learn to walk holy and obedient to God's Word, where you can go and get these kind of things done for people because Jesus is Lord.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.